single-use plastic shopping bags are about to become extinct. A new Sonoma County ordinance outlawing them will take full effect on Monday.
It is a prohibition on plastic bags issued by retail establishments at the point of sale, which is at the cash register. It has a 10-cent fee on paper bags at the same point. And it's for all retail establishments, which means grocery stores, department stores. There's no limit on size or dollar value on how much business a store does. It does not include restaurants. It does not include nonprofit organizations. It also does not include the plastic bags people use in grocery stores for keeping meat or vegetable products separate and clean.
Henry Mikas is the executive director for the Sonoma County Waste Management Agency, which adopted that ordinance back in February, but chose to give consumers and businesses several months to adjust to the change.
Partly so people could get used to the idea. It was partly so we could do outreach and get the word out. And it was partly to allow merchants to use up their supplies of the old bags so that they weren't harmed.
As a result, Mikas says, the final phase-out of the plastic bags over the weekend may hardly be noticeable.
Most of the stores have already adopted the ban, and some stores have already stopped issuing the plastic bags. So, yeah, absolutely, there's been a change. There were some stores that got on a program within a month because they knew it was coming, and it's something they do in other jurisdictions.
Jessica Jones, a local activist who helped promote the ban, adds that she's only gotten one negative response to it.
My sister has been saying that she's keeping a bill for me because she keeps getting charged every time she doesn't bring in her own reusable bags. But besides being teased about it, I've just heard great feedback.
She's disappointed, but not surprised, that a few businesses are sidestepping the new restrictions by shifting to heavier weight plastic bags that can be considered recyclable. But the change has also been an unexpected boon to a Santa Rosa manufacturer that is quickly filling an order for 10,000 reusable cloth bags. Stefan Kuhr is the vice president of Bijon's Protective Equipment.
We were actually approached by a lady from Santa Rosa who was trying to get a reusable bag made locally. And she worked closely with the county of Sonoma on this plastic bag ban. So she just put us together and we started talking to the folks from the Waste Management Agency. And here we are, making some 10,000 bags for them.
Although Bijon's already had an active sideline in custom sewing projects, Kuhr admits he didn't see this opportunity coming.
It was totally not on my radar at all. I mean, personally, we've been using reusable bags for a long time, but we didn't really think about the reusable bag ban coming up.
Meanwhile, in Sacramento, the State Assembly reversed course on SB 270 Thursday morning, which would impose a similar bag ban statewide. They passed it on a 42-29 vote. An earlier vote had fallen short, but Jessica Jones notes that the past 3 days saw some intensive lobbying for the bill.
There were about 19 members who were absent when it was first being voted on Monday of this week. Californians Against Waste, the Plastic Coalition, a lot of organizations were doing some really hard outreach and lobbying, and that there were more co-authors on the bill helped as well, I believe.
A slightly different version of the measure had previously passed in the state Senate, so it is now expected to move forward for the governor's signature. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.